Hello, welcome. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I have a really bad cold, so I apologize for the sound of my voice. I pray that it comes over clear enough to be heard and understood. But I know that the good Lord, through His grace and His majesty, His righteousness, will prevail in all of this. Today I want to talk a little bit about politics, and I know that so many say you can't mix politics and religion, but I want to say something that I think we all have to understand. We live in this world, even if we're not of this world. As long as we're alive, we're involved in politics and we're involved in religion. My religion, if you want to use that term, is Christianity. My politics is conservative, and that being said, I have to say that I don't understand how anybody who is claims to be a child of God can support some of the agendas that these parties put forth. And it happens on both sides of the party, both sides of both parties. In my fumbling way of saying that, I apologize. But it's easy to understand politics if you really want to know. Get your eyes off of the individual. Look at what the party stands for. And then see who's in that party. I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, that's just not right. That's not right. But it is true. As an example, Democrats believe in big government. They believe in abortion. Democrats, the Democratic Party, stands behind immigration without going through the legal right process that this country survived on for over 200 years, which always worked good in the past. Democratic Party stands for gay rights, homosexuals, lesbians, all of that. And they believe in more taxes, government control of most things in the people's lives. The Conservative Party stands for, on their platforms, I should say, Democrats and Republicans, but the Conservative Party stands for less government. They believe that abortion is wrong. They do not stand for that agenda. Conservative Party is against gay rights. Conservative Party is more in line with the biblical precepts that are set forth in the Bible than what the Democratic Party is. Now, that also being said, I want to say that Democrats and Republicans alike, there's many, many of them who jump back and forth on many issues. But if we're really going to look at the platform and what platform would be in control of our government, it's hard for me to believe that any true Christian can be a part of the Democratic platform. I will not tell you who to vote for. But I will say this, you need to vote with the Bible as your guide. When you look at a party, you look at a person that's running for an office, you need to see how that party and that person aligns with the scriptures. If a person claims to be a Christian, but yet they support abortion, they support gay rights, then those certainly are two things that just are absolutely an abomination to the Lord. So how could anybody support that? And I found, and that goes for Republicans too. just because someone says they're a Republican doesn't mean that they believe what the Republican platform stands for. And that goes for both parties. But I believe the biggest problem we have in politics today, number one, is that it's naturally, we all know, very corrupt. And how did it become corrupt? It's become corrupt because we allow people to be elected into a position in government and they never leave. And once they're there for a while, they become powerful. Their egos start getting in the way. The feeling of power takes over and they have no ambition anymore to do what's right for the people, what's right for God. Their ambition is to keep their job simply because they become so wealthy. And as we know what the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And that is exactly what it boils down to. Now, we can say, when I say money, that actually is in context with everything that money can bring you. Money brings power, prestige, position, material objects that you might not be able to afford otherwise. And all of these things start working on you to where all of a sudden you need the money, you have to have the money, you actually want the money because you're selfish. You've become a selfish person. So what I would advise Christians, anybody out there listening to this that's an actual Christian, not just somebody who says they're a Christian, but truly, truly believe and walk with the Lord Jesus, to stand up for what's right, stand up for what Jesus has taught us in the Bible. There's, you know, the big thing today is, what would Jesus do? Well, it's been overused so much that it's become just a byword, a little saying that people use. But do they really mean it? Well, I don't think a lot of them mean it. I don't think a lot of them even believe what it says. What they've become so politically correct, even that term is now a politically correct term. What would Jesus do? Well, you know, you tell me what Jesus would do. When you're getting ready to punch a ballot for a candidate and you ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And truly stop. Think about it. What would Jesus do? Would he support this kind of an agenda? If the answer is no, then how can you go ahead and punch that ticket that way and walk out of there feeling like you're justified in what you've done? Well, the reason you can feel like it's because you didn't believe Jesus to start with. You know who he is. You know what he is. You know what he stood for. You know what he's done, what he's doing, what he's going to do. But you've never truly made the decision to follow him. There's a big difference between saying something and actually doing it. What did Christ tell us? You know, take up your cross daily and walk with him. How can you do that if you're living like you're living and only have Jesus as your guide on Sunday mornings? The rest of your week is hell in a handbasket, folks. It's decrepit. It's disgusting. It's evil. Satan laughs so much at all of these people, all of us who think that we're doing right by God when Satan knows we're not. But he's not going to tell us that. He's going to keep telling us that it's all okay, like he did in the garden. He's going to convince you like he did the woman in the garden, Eve. Oh, surely not. God wouldn't do that. God wouldn't kill you. God is supposed to be love. How can you even think God would kill you? Why do you think God would let you die? Well, could it be that because that's the way God said it? And that's what he meant. If you follow him, you live. If you don't follow him, you're going to die. Eve was convinced that she was not going to fall over dead that moment. So it was all okay. And once she took a bite of that fruit and didn't fall over dead, she was convinced the devil was right. So she went to Adam and told him, I can, in a nutshell, I guess it could have very easily been, Adam, look, God said that if we eat of this fruit, we will surely die. But I ate some, I didn't die. The serpent told me that God was lying to us, and I didn't really believe him, but I tried it, and I'm still alive. Adam thinking, well, hey, if you didn't die, then I can eat it too. Let me have a bite. Not realizing that death meant spiritual death, which means when their body gave up its life on earth, they were going to have spiritual death that was going to be with them for eternity. In hell, in torture, in torment. You think the devil wasn't laughing at that victory over God that day? I'm sure he was. So I'd like to ask you not to let any one particular law or agenda get in your way of what is right and proper with God. Gun rights advocates, I hear it all the time from people. Well, I'm voting for so-and-so because he believes in gun rights. I'm voting for so-and-so because he wants term limits. I'm voting for so-and-so because he's promised to bring jobs back to my part of the state where I live. I'm voting for so-and-so because he doesn't believe in abortion. Or I'm voting for so-and-so because he doesn't believe in immigrants coming over illegally. Another one says, I'm voting for so-and-so because he thinks immigrants should have a right to be here too, and you know, they're humans also, so why shouldn't they have a right to be here? You know, there's, you let yourselves get tied up on one little agenda that someone talks about, and that's why these politicians are so good at picking a platform to run on and then running that down your throat until you start listening to them and believing that, hey, this is what he stands for. But what else does that person stand for? You've got to start weighing things out from the way God would look at stuff. If you're going to use the what would Jesus do, WWJD initials that people have signs all over about, then start doing it. Don't just talk about it. Actually implement that thought into your thought patterns and into your daily activities, into every life decision you make. Ask yourself, what really would Jesus do? Well, if he was standing here right now next to me and he was getting ready to vote, what would he do? Sure, we got government. We have a government. We're always going to have some kind of a government. But do we really want to go against God to satisfy our country? And I know the answer to most people is they're going to do whatever they can to make sure they have a good place to live and job and money in the bank. That's more important to them than anything. They forget that there's souls at stake, that there's people dying out there going to hell because we're so selfish that we don't apply God's word to our everyday life, including in the voting booth. So I want you to take a close look at both platforms, the Democratic platform, the Republican platform, the Independent platform, whatever platform it is that's out there running this time. And I want you to really set down on a piece of paper and write down what God's and Jesus' precepts are as to how he would want things to be, how he would want you to vote if he were standing there guiding your hand, which he should be. And really think this thing through this time. Our country is in just an absolute state of madness right at the moment. I've never seen in 61 years such disgrace and disavowment of God's word as I am seeing today all over the world, especially in America. It's just absolutely horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. Folks, we don't have a lot of time left. I don't know how much time we got. I can't tell you when Jesus is coming back. Nobody knows. But the signs are showing that the time is getting closer and closer all the time. It's time to make up your decisions, make up your mind, to take a stand. Are you going to stand for Jesus, or are you going to stand for yourself and allow the devil to control everything that's going on in your life? It's your decision to make, but I want you to understand something. Your decision could possibly be the straw that broke the camel's back to allow our government to continue on its downward spiral of apostasy against the Lord. It truly is in your hands. Each one of you listening to me, it truly is in your hands. We talk about how many millions and millions and millions of Christians there supposedly are in the United States. But yet we have the most corrupt society of anything I've ever seen. Now there has to be a reason for that, doesn't there? And it's our fault. Nobody else's, just us. You can't blame anybody else but us. And we have to do something about it. So don't tell me to separate politics and religion. You can't. You have to make sure that your life is guided and directed by the Holy Word of God in everything you do. You have to follow the laws of the land, but knowing that, you have to vote for people who you know are going to make the laws of the land as close to the scriptural basics that the Lord taught us as possible. That's what you have to do. I plead with you to understand this. I plead with you to go out and talk to people about it and say, you know, what's the most important thing in my life? Well, the most important thing is Jesus, my love with the Lord. Well, if that's true, then live it. If it's not true, quit saying it is and quit fooling yourself. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to others. It's time to start being honest with ourselves and with everyone else, folks. Time to make a decision. You standing with God or you standing with man? Ask yourself today, where do I stand? Pick up your Bible and read it, folks. Do everything you can to understand and to accept the Lord Jesus and his precepts. I just cannot plead with you enough to allow Jesus to be the controlling influence in your life, in your everyday walk, in your every decision you make. I love you. This is Pastor Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Please visit our website, www.forgottenword.org, forgottenword.org, and sign up for the newsletter. It's free. We send it out 7-8 times a month. Get information for you to learn from. We hope that you'll visit with us on the internet. Email us, talk to us, let us know your thoughts and feelings. There's a lot of information out there on our website for you. We've got 200-300 different books that you can download for free, commentaries on the Bible, books by many of the faithful followers of the Lord that are there for free. Bible studies are downloadable and free. Over 500 articles to read. Over 200 audio messages to listen to. Download them if you want to. Listen to them later. Videos. There's a lot there to learn. We hope that you'll take advantage of it. Everything's free for you. No strings attached. No charges. Please visit us. We'll be praying for you, each of you, each one of you, that you'd allow the Lord to direct your lives. Again, this is Pastor Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we love you, and we'll talk to you again. God bless you.